Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
I want to play a game with you real quick, and then we will get back to your telephone calls. A lot of people very angry with me. A lot of people very angry with Tiki. 888-808-1019. On this radio station in the last 24 hours, one of our hosts suggested that the New York Knicks should simply rehire Tom Thibodeau.
You're joking.
Now, the guess is we got a lot of great hosts around here. I'll give you names if you forgot. We have Keith McPherson, wonderful host. We have Chris Big Mac McMonagle, amazing host. We've got Jerry and Al. They do the morning program at 5 a.m., the warm-up show. Great hosts. Boomer and Gio, BT and Sal. I'm pretty sure you listen to our show, so you know it's none of us. I will exonerate Sean. I'll exonerate Tommy. Who is the host that suggested that Nick should rehire Tom Thibodeau? Tiki Barber.
Al Dukes.
His guess is Al Dukes. Ladies and gentlemen, let's take a listen to the audio on who wants to bring back Tom Thibodeau.
I'm going
to
say something. What if they bring Tibbs back? What if they say, I'm sorry?
You said that the other day. They're not doing that.
I think what, every day that goes by.
What if they say, I'm sorry?
I'm sorry. Bad. We made a mistake.
What planet are you living on?
The Knicks planet. I mean, the Knicks planet. Anything's possible, man.
Oh, Gio.
Dude, I love this morning. And my favorite part is, Boomer's reaction was so amazing.
I know. What planet are you living on?
Listen. While I completely disagree with G, and I disagree with obviously every Knick fan at this radio station, I understand why if you're exasperated by the process, you would go back to why not just bring him back.
Right.
In fact, I remember, and I didn't say it, it may have been Sal, and I don't want to throw Sal under the bus because he may not have said it, that when Craig Counsell turned down the Mets, that the same suggestion was made about Buck. What if we just go back and say, I'm sorry?
Carlos Mendoza?
In fact, maybe it was Sal. So it is a common thing. It's like when you break up with somebody or they break up with you. Mm-hmm. There's that moment of, especially when you had success. Like, Tibbs had success here. So it's not as crazy as it sounds, especially if you're in the mental state of being a diehard fan who's not happy with the way things are going. So, yeah, the answer was Gio.
I didn't even think it was a diehard fan take. I thought it would be like a flippant take.
Well, that was is that a flippant take? I think that's I'm frustrated by this diehard fan take. That'd be my interpretation.
Which is more of what I was thinking. I thought when you first brought it up, I thought you were saying someone seriously was saying that.
Like, did you not think he was serious?
It feels like a...
It's like half serious.
The Knicks are a cluster. They would do this. Sounds like something they would do.
Can you play the Boomer part again?
It was either that kind or... Right. You know what? They should just hire. They have no idea what they're doing. Just hire Tibbs back.
Just bring him back.
That's why I said Al Dukes. That's something Al would do. Yeah. Why not? Just hire Tibbs back.
My favorite part was Boomer.
I know.
You want it from the top or you just want
the Boomer? What are you living on?
Just the Boomer part, really, because it just cracked me up.
They're not doing that.
That's I think good. Every day
what
that
if
goes
they
by,
say, I'm sorry.
I'm sorry. We made a mistake.
What planet are you living on?
What if they say, I'm sorry? What planet are you living on?
G basically wants Dolan to call up Tibbs and go, hey, Tibbs, it's Jimmy D. No biggie. I know we fired you. People make mistakes.
You know what's funny? Let's say, obviously that would not happen, but let's say it did. Like, you know, we're in a crazy world. Things are nuts. Tom Thibodeau would run back and take the job.
Right.
He would.
Of course he would.
Same with Buck Showalter, by the way.
For sure.
2 years ago, if David Stern said, yeah, no biggie, I'm sorry.
Right. No biggie.
He would have run back on hot coals to take that job. Let's go to Thomas in Deer Park. What's up, Thomas?
Hey, everyone. How's it doing? So I just got a question with Mikal Bridges. A bit of a two-parter. So obviously they gave up a lot to get him. But do you think in a contract year for Mikal Bridges personally, one that he even wants to stay here, being like, what, the third or fourth option? And then two, do you think that's maybe the reason like all these trade talks are coming out? Not just because Cat's terrible on defense, but because maybe they want to throw Mikal Bridges in there because they don't think they're going to be able to even resign him for the money he's going to want?
I think the question around Mikal Bridges is this. So he's due to make $25 million next year, which, believe it or not, is kind of a steal.
Yeah. Like
it's really good money. The belief upon that trade being made is that he was going to do what Jalen Brunson did, which is take a team-friendly deal on an extension.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if he's going to do that.
Yeah, why
would
he?
That would be the thing.
Yeah, why would he? Because it makes sense for Jalen Brunson, because Jalen Brunson knows that he's likely, because I can't say definitively, but likely, more than likely, high probability, and the long-term plan for the New York Knicks as they try to chase a championship. And so he could go...
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Get another contract. Whereas Mikal Bridges is likely just a piece that maybe they could find expendable at some point.
Well, and to your point, Jalen's eventually going to get a monster contract. Like, he has a player opt out after 28, 29. There's a really good chance the Knicks are going to take care of him.
Yep.
Mikal Bridges has never missed a game. He's played a ton of minutes. I don't know if he's getting another big contract after this. So right. I think the question I'd have about Bridges and his status would be, A, are the Knicks offering him the extension when eligible July? And then B, is Bridges going to be amenable to taking kind of that discount that Jalen Brunson took? But I do agree with the point our last caller made that trading him feels unrealistic because of what they gave up.
Yeah.
And that shouldn't be the reason, obviously.
Well, do you think, only if the Knicks are trying to recoup what they gave up.
Well, they're not doing that. They're not trying to trade picks.
Well, not even recoup, but just, you know, like, make good on what they gave up. So I don't think that's a reality. I think it's a sunk cost at this point.
Yeah, I think you'd use him if you're trading for an even better superstar.
Right.
Like, if Giannis Antetokounmpo became available and Bridges is a very appealing piece for a third team or for Milwaukee, sure, you'll use him in a trade like that, and that's easy to rationalize, but you're not flipping him somewhere else. T is calling from Cedarhurst. What's up, T?
Hey, how are you? I love you guys. Tiki, I love you as a New York Giant.
I appreciate
but
you.
But I have to, thank you. I have to compliment Evan. I am so impressed as the biggest troll for the New York Knicks. Now you're coming back and actually defending them. And I agree with you. I trust Leon Rose, and I think he'll come up with the right plan.
Thank you very much. That was a weird way to get to a compliment.
Right.
You're a troll. You're a hater. You're this. I can't believe I'm agreeing with you, but I agree with you. You may not believe me. Tiki may still not believe me. I'm going to call it like I see it. I am. And sometimes when I call it like I see it, it comes across like, mm-hmm. Well, you just take the Knicks. That's why you're saying that. Or sometimes you take it some other weird way. I honestly look at this process and the decision they've made, and I don't think they've done much wrong here. Now, am I open-minded that they may hire the wrong coach? Of course. Mm-hmm. They're taking a risk right now.
Yes.
Of course they are.
But they had to, is what your point is.
I believe they had to, and I believe that shooting for the moon right out of the gate by trying to bring in coaches who are established but on other teams and getting rejected is not embarrassing nor circus-like.
Unless it's a smokescreen.
Well, then it's brilliant.
I agree.
I mean, if it's a smokescreen, then they're doing absolutely nothing wrong. Let's go to Chris in Long Valley. Hey, Chris.
Hey, boys. How are you today?
We're good.
Good.
Good. Good. So first, I just want to let you guys know, I've been listening to The Fan for about 26 years, and y'all are the best show that I've listened to over those 26 years.
Thank you, man.
I really love the way that you two gentlemen balance each other. Tiki, I feel like Evan's mania for sports brings out a little extra passion in you, whereas your calm as an independent sports observer and analyst helps dial down his mania a little bit. I just think
I like the way you put that, Chris.
Yeah, for sure. For sure, man. You know, you guys are great, and I really enjoy listening to you whenever I can. I travel a lot for work, so I'm usually streaming on the Odyssey app.
Nice.
And I listen whenever I can, and I love you guys.
Appreciate you, Chris.
Thank you, sir.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. And I know today is kind of a Knicks focus, but if I could ask Tiki you one quick question about the Giants.
Go ahead.
And then I got a quick one on the Mets for both of you.
Go ahead.
Of course.
As far as the Giants are concerned, you know, I know since the draft that you've had contact with Jackson Dart because I've seen film of it.
Now,
what do you think about him?
Well, I didn't meet him. But I watched him.
Okay.
So ask your Alonzo question, and I'll answer it on the other side.
Yeah, for sure. So as independent sports observers for both of you, setting aside fandom, Evan, I'm just wondering what y'all guys' honest opinions are as to whether or not Pete Alonzo becomes a lifelong Met. Thanks a lot, guys. You be well.
Thank you, Chris. Appreciate you.
I'm hopeful he's a lifelong Met. I'm not overly confident because I think, and I'm trying to project what kind of contract he's going to get in the offseason despite having a big year.
Well, let me ask you this before you answer that. Mm-hmm. Let me give you a thought point.
Give me a thought, baby.
No, I'm going to make you have a thought point that maybe influences your answer.
Okay.
When does Pete Alonso step off the cliff?
What does that mean?
He just stinks. Like he just can't. He can't hit 35 plus home runs a season. It's just, he's a struggle. Physically, he doesn't have anymore. Can't play the field. He's got a DH. Like, when does that happen?
I don't think it's dramatic the way it was for a guy like Chris Davis. I think his decline will be slow. Yeah. I think he'll be one of those guys who will just see his numbers go down. I know we saw that over 3 years and we all thought that was happening, but I don't think it would be a immediate decline.
Right. The thing that, my take on this, and this is only from reporting. I don't know this personally. I don't know Pete. I don't know his people. But it seems as if, from what people are saying, he took an added interest in digging into the process of being who he is.
Correct.
And it's made him that much better. Or not even better. It's because he's had 54 home runs in one of those seasons. It's made him that much more consistent.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.